We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Within the last week, we have had the NCAA tournament, which in terms of money bet is Super Bowl-like across the whole tournament. We've also had Shohei Ohtani have to give a confusing statement a little bit on the relationship he had with this interpreter who would have had access to be able to wire out, you know, almost $5 million in money to a bookmaking operation. And then we have this knucklehead up with it's the Toronto Raptor, correct?
Porter.
There you go. Who is trying to manipulate the prop betting market of, you know, over under, all this kind of stuff. Here come the betting irregularities. And I think for some people, there is, okay, I know you can bet on sports, but I'm just not a sports bettor. I'm a sports fan, but I'm not a sports bettor. Then there are those who are pretty much exclusively sports bettors. I don't care about the sport. I don't care about being a fan. I just need the right angle on the right game for me as a degenerati to go in and try to make money. I think that's kind of like the real top end of the scale. And then there's just everyone else who might once in a while, maybe you put $10 on the Super Bowl because you're going to a Super Bowl party and you want to have a little skin in the game, something like that. But I really wonder, Christian, because you were a pro athlete, and I'm sure what the NFL told you in 1997 is way different than what they're telling players now. So let me ask you, as someone who at one point in time was involved in the integrity of the game of the NFL, as
responsible
a player,
for it.
Does all of this betting stuff swirling around our sports bother you, connect with you in a bad way, anything like that?
No.
It's funny. I thought there would be many more rank and file sports fans who would do the, see what this betting does? You know, it's bad for everybody. Yet, I don't know if we have had a full-blown scandal where you're like, oh, my God, I got duped. You know, like for whatever Tim Donaghy brought to the NBA or betting or whatever, it's been much more about officials, referees, things like that. But now we're seeing like bit players. I mean, with all due respect to Kayshawn Booty at LSU, he was a known guy. He was also really ended up a seventh-round pick. So he wasn't really that good. There was that manipulating the market. There's the dude up in Toronto. I mean, hell, if Shohei Ohtani is not betting on baseball and he's got $1 billion net worth and he spends $4.5 million betting, to me, it's not a big deal. It's a guy who might be wasting his money at the end of the day, but you know what I mean? It's not affecting me as a fan. It doesn't affect the integrity of the game. It doesn't affect me sitting there thinking, oh, my God, that guy's up to something. Yeah,
I'm amazed. I'm amazed that guys try to, like, circumvent the rules or they try to think that they can get by. All these guys – think about the biggest names when it comes to you know, gambling who have been an issue. Ohtani, who he'll probably skirt, you know, be free, no big issues. And if he was gambling, so what? Who cares if he's gambling? He just can't gamble on baseball. There's the Calvin Ridley situation. There's the Pop Douglas situation. Not Pop Douglas. Kayshawn Booty situation.
Booty,
okay, when he was in college, there's this Porter kid for the Raptors and low-level type stuff. I'm amazed guys still think that they're not, they don't have, they being the betting world, algorithms and triggers and obvious signs when somebody's up to something. They always catch them. Eventually, they always catch them.
Yeah, that's the thing about the betting markets in terms of it being regulated is that now the communication is better than ever before. Whereas, you know, 30 years ago or whatever, you would have a guy at the South Point Sportsbook talking to the dude at the Superbook at the Las Vegas Hilton who's talking to people at Caesar's Palace. And it was much more underground, and it was maybe a little harder to be able to track that kind of stuff because everybody in Nevada needed to report if there was irregularity on a game or something like that.
But here is the problem, though, okay?
Yeah.
And this popped up 2 hours ago. NCAA president, and we know this guy very well, Charlie Baker, announces they are aiming to remove all college prop bets, okay, in all these major markets. It says, quote, sports betting issues are on the rise across the country with prop bets continuing to threaten the integrity of competition and leading to student athletes and professional athletes getting harassed. He uses the harass. Like,
oh,
stop
of
it.
Course.
How are they getting harassed?
No, it's now.
How
what
are they be getting harassed?
Right. Somebody hoots at him, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you did hey, you're missed, over.
Yeah. Oh, but you're. It's the same thing they used to do in fantasy football. He goes on to say the NCAA has been working with states to deal with these threats, and many are responding by banning college prop bets. This week, we will be contacting officials across the country in states that still allow these bets and ask them to join Ohio, Vermont, Maryland, and many others and remove college prop bets from all betting markets. The NCAA is drawing the line on sports betting to protect student athletes and to protect the integrity, there's that word again,
oh, Jesus,
of the game. So they do it in college also.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of it, now, maybe what the states could consider would be athletes that are underage and don't have the ability to bet legally at 21 years old, maybe you leave some of those players off of the prop bet list. And maybe that is something to consider because you know what that sounds like from Charlie Baker? Complete just verbal masturbation. It's no different than when the NFL, and I remember this because I was working in Rhode Island at the time, Christian, when the NFL sent some lobbyists in whenever Rhode Island was trying to get ready for their sports betting legislation.
Yeah.
And they send the lobbyist in to, you know, oh, you know, we'll take you to this nice dinner, you see. And, you know, maybe we'll hand you an envelope under the table. Maybe allegedly, we don't know. No one wanted to speak about that. And tried to get an integrity fee that would be paid by every state to the leagues because they were the one putting on the event, and then you can bet these companies make money, and they took all the free dinners and everything and then were like voted, yeah, no, it's not going to happen. That to me is what this feels like, and if the NCAA really wants to be serious about it, they should say, if you can't bet and you're under 21, then they shouldn't be on there for prop bets. That would at least be a reasonable thing to ask other than, hey, you states, you've already got this money coming in. Some of it you really need from a tax standpoint. But I would really appreciate it if you would limit the kind of wagers that we can make because, you know, these are just kids. Well, how are you then turning around and going and get hundreds of millions of dollars for an NCAA basketball tournament then, which is one of the biggest bet things going?
See,
like,
it is interesting because they mentioned the word harass. Like, hey, the reason we're going to get rid of all these prop bets because these are student athletes. These are just kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in a point, they're right. So, okay, so, you know, just to kind of tag off of what you said, any player who is in college that has a prop bet attached to them,
mm-hmm.
you cannot bet on that prop bet if that guy's under 21.
Yeah, you don't even offer it.
You don't even offer it until he hits 21, then it's no big deal.
By the way, it's not going to happen.
Well, you don't think that they're going to be able to regulate it?
No.
Well, he's pleading with states like, look, be like Vermont.
Sure.
Be like Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Be like Maryland.
Yeah.
Those are upstanding states.
I mean, I just
why don't you think it'll happen? You don't think that he has enough
pull
to sit there and force that to happen?
No, the states are like, because here's what the states will do.
You're not thinking about the children, though.
It's
your problem.
You're not thinking about the children. You know what? Guess what? The NCAA never has either, so what do
true.
I care?
Yeah.
Guess what? When you and I were played for them, did they care about us?
Nope.
Hell no.
Nope.
Here's what the states will do. Hey, Johnson. Yes, sir. Look up how much money the state of Massachusetts made on college prop bets. Yes, sir. I'll get right back to you. They go and look it up, and they get that number, and then they go, tell Charlie to whiz off. Oh, $100 million in revenue? It. Get the hell out of here.
Everybody's like, go get her guy. Johnson!
Yeah,
get over here, Johnson.
Come here.
Yes, sir. What do you need from me, sir?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.